اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mahdi. Thank you for having me. And assalamu alaikum to all the dear listeners of this program. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, Brother Muhammad is going to talk about the music or the musical miracle of the Noble Quran. Then, we all are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter of the Noble Quran. And at the end, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation from different aspects. Stay tuned. Dear audience, in the first part, Brother Muhammad is going to talk about the musical miracle of the Noble Quran. Brother Muhammad, we're waiting.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You said the musical miracle of the Quran. It's interesting. We could say the miraculous music of the Quran as well.
Yes.
Both meanings hold true.
Because the music itself is a kind of miracle.
Yeah, that's right. And the music is also a miracle. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's interchangeable. And so we were talking about the music, the internal music of the Quran, how you feel when a verse is recited, and what the impression that each verse gives you.
Apart from knowing the meaning.
Yeah. Even if you don't know the meaning. So we said one of them was just the letters, the kind of letter. The qaf, for example, we said it has intensity and violence. Then we said...
Shadda.
The shadda is also. Where the words are in a verse,
mm-hmm.
and their arrangement, whether they're before one word or after one word.
To keep the rhythm.
Yeah, for preserving the rhyme and the mm-hmm. rhythm, like you said. And when there is rhyme, mm-hmm. it has a better effect. You know, people like it more.
Mm-hmm.
It's more beautiful. So that is why sometimes, even though, you know, two words that are the opposite, and usually the last one should not be said at the beginning. But in the Quran, we have this, for example, like I said, فَلِلَّهِ الْآخِرَةُ وَالْأُولَى. The hereafter and the world, they belong to Allah. So أَخِرَة means hereafter, أُولَى means the world. So how is it that أَخِرَة precedes the world? It's because of the rhyme. Another aspect is the length of the verses also plays a crucial role in the music of the Qur'an. And, for example, we have the long verses of the Qur'an where you have to spend more time on them to find out the meaning and the, you know, the concepts that those verses have. And we have to reflect on these verses more than short verses. And for example, stories are better told in long verses. Uh-huh. Okay, it's more tangible for us. If a verse is too short and is trying to tell a story, it's not that much possible. But then we have the short verses. For example, in Surah Ash-Shams, we have 11
short verses.
11 short verses where Allah swears by different things, such as the sun, the moon, night, and so on and so forth.
To swear, he uses actually brief to the point words.
Yeah, he uses والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها.
To be more effective, I think.
Yeah, he places all of these oaths that he swears, right? Mm-hmm. All of these right after another to show the importance of these things, these objects or these beings even. For example, he even swears by fruits, watin wa zaytun. Mm-hmm. Allah can swear by whatever creation that he has made, anything that he has created, because he is its creator. He also wants to show the importance of that thing that he swears
each and
by.
Everything in the world.
And then after, swearing by those things, he gives the answer why he is swearing by those things. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا. This is the answer to all those oaths or, you know.
Too many oaths.
Yeah. All those things that Allah swore by. And so he says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا. The one who purifies himself is indeed successful.
Is indeed
prosperous. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا. He wants to show that purification of the soul
maybe
is
it's the most
really
important thing.
Is very important.
Crucial.
And وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَا. The person who has corrupted himself, he has failed miserably. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is about the length of the verses, and also we said the number of the things that are related, such as the things that Allah swears by, and then the answers that he gives for all those things that he swears by.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad. Dear audience, stay with us. We'll be right back after a short break. Well, dear audience of IRIB English Radio, today in the second part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, we're going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Muhammad Imran. Let's listen to it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها الشمس تجري لمستقر والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verses 36 to 39 of Surah Yasin, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Imran. And now Brother Muhammad will analyze this beautiful recitation from three different aspects: its internal music, its maqamat, and tajweed points. At your service, brother.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First, I should say that this reciter is a legendary reciter. He is known as Usturatul Qurra. He had a very good voice, a very warm and powerful voice, and very musical voice. He had a very good knowledge of maqamat, all of the maqamat, and all of their branches, all of the secondary maqamat. He was very good at using them, and he was very good at using the three registers in Quran recitation: the qarar, jawab, and jawabul jawab. His voice in all three registers is very beautiful, and at the same time, it's very agile. He's able to apply many vocal techniques in all three registers, because usually reciters, they are good in one or two registers, not in all three. Muhammad Imran was good at all three. For example, Abdul Basit, when he recites in the low register, he can't really do anything special, like in the vocal, in terms of vocal techniques. But Muhammad Imran, he had, he used a variety of vocal techniques in all three registers, and his recitation is just wonderful. Anyway, so...
And the registers are actually...
Qarar, Jawab, and Jawabul Jawab. In terms of the music, it was in Maqam Bayati. It's a very beautiful maqam. It's the most popular and by far the most common maqam among the maqamat, which is very much used by all reciters, especially at the beginning of a recitation, and at the end of a recitation, maqam bayati is used. And of course, in the middle, it's used a lot. Okay. This was the external music. Now, the internal music, we have again the arrangement of certain things. For example, we have وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَغْضِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. We have about the sun. Actually, before that, we had وَآيَةُ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلُ نَسْلَخُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارُ فَإِذَا هُمْ مُظْلِمُونَ. This is a very beautiful verse. One of the signs of Allah is night and...
Two opposite things coming together. Layl and Nahar.
Yes, and Allah says, we withdraw therefrom the day. Okay, so the night, Allah causes it to withdraw from the day, and behold, they are plunged in darkness. And the next verse, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَغَرِّ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَغْطِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. Allah mentions the sun, and then the moon, because the sun is bigger than the moon, and it has more light than the moon. So first we have the sun, in verse 38, and then we have the moon. So the sun is more important because it's bigger. It gives more light. It's more beneficial to the human being, whereas the moon has less light.
Okay. And the final part, that is tajweed?
The tajweed, we had some. The first one is subhana, where we have qalqala of the ba. The ba is sakin, and as a result, we have to make sure that the sound of the ba is not trapped in this place of articulation, it's released quickly. That is, whenever the lips touch each other, we have to make sure that they quickly come apart. Subhan.
Subhan.
It's not a vowel. We don't say subhan, subihan, subuhan, subhan. It's a neutral sound.
Mm-hmm. And the letters of Qarqara are Qutubi Jad.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان هو القرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق